A really, you know, clean Friday night. I mean, from James' performance to obviously some clutch hitting and clean defense. You know, I know they'll be ready to play tomorrow. And that's what I told our guys. You know, it's in the pack now, man. Everybody's good in the pack, and they'll be better tomorrow, and we'll hopefully be as good, if not better, and continue on.
What was so good about James tonight?
Well, he was really down in the zone, man. He was, he was at the knees all night long. Really got a lot of, he had a lot of strikes down in the zone. He was throwing his breaking ball early. He was in a real good rhythm. He looked like a real Friday night guy.
No walks again. Is that something that you preach to him?
Well, we try to preach that with all our guys. And, we're, like I said, I think we're getting better, obviously, but when you have a guy like that set the momentum and the tempo on the mound, it's a lot easier to play.
Have you ever seen the outfield shifter like that for Trent before?
Probably a few times, to be honest. Once scouting reports get out there, he's pretty much a pull guy. You know, who are we kidding?
They were playing him to left, though.
Yeah, a little bit, but I think that has a lot to do with who's on the mound for them, and they've got some variables that we don't have, and so, everybody does it differently.
You mentioned, Ferris looked like a Friday night guy.
Yeah.
How much did you want to see that from him?
We needed that. Right. It's not like James has gone bad. He had that one outing against Seton Hall. But I just think that, it's just something that the club needs. They need to see who they, I really believe they think they're going to be a decent club. They're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes you need to see it. Sometimes you need to see it. So I think it's the same thing. I think they need to see a Friday night Pac-12, performance, so to speak.
Offensively, you feel like your hitters are starting to figure out, the younger guys are starting to figure out high quarter, but a little more, going line drives instead of...
Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, 11 hits on a Friday night in a Pac-12, you can't be too unhappy about that, needless to say. But the biggest thing is we're getting rid of the fly ball.
Right.
We really are. Even the balls that were hit tonight that were in the air, they had some distance. They had some ooh and some ah to it. It wasn't a lazy fly ball. Calhoun in deep right center field, and Gilbert's, a couple guys in deep center field. So even the fly balls, they got a little bit more life to them.
It's nice to have Joe back and get that situation resolved.
Life is life. Anybody that... we've all had, I've got stones in my background too, so I've never wanted to throw stones at people. Young people are young people. It's life, and you move on. And we had a real big bump for us in that inning, and did a good job for us. So, like I said, in the big scope of things, it's pretty small. Pretty small, but our program is built on two things: be on time and do things right. And when you do it right, everything works out. When you do it wrong, you got to pay some consequences.
Kind of a scary moment there when you got hit.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
He said he's okay.
Yeah, he said most. I didn't see it completely. I thought it got the back of his neck, but he said it got all helmet.
How far has this team come in the last 10 or 15 days, in terms of just competitiveness?
Like I said, I don't know how it's going to end up, Daniel. Who does? Teams are fickle, and life is so, or college athletics, in my opinion, is so fragile.
Yeah.
One injury here, everything's got to go right to have this, the 2012 season. If Riley Moore goes down, we don't have a catcher. If Mejia goes down, we don't have a short. It's everything's fragile. I've done it too long. I know that everything's very fragile. And that's why, I try to tell our guys, I go in 10-game increments. I don't get too excited about, the first 10 or the second 10. It's really the third and fourth 10 that really prove what kind of club you are. Because you got some games under your belt. You're starting to see who can do some things, who can't. The hardest part, like I said, I didn't want to use it when we were struggling, is I wasn't here with them, and then if I were a CEO type of head coach, didn't really get involved in practices, I don't think it'd be that big of a factor, but I'm not taking any credit by any stretch of the imagination, zero, but I am deeply involved in every single facet of this program. from pitching to hitting to defense to base running to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm here January 24th. And, you know, for a lot of the freshmen, it was like, whoa. And then on top of that, I'm not Mr. Rogers at practice, you know. I'm, you know, but I, you know, I let them play. I don't, you know, I sit here and try to make good decisions. But like I say, practices belong to me and games belong to you. And so I think there was a I'm not even sure we're adjusted yet.
Right.
My honest opinion?
But closer.
We're definitely in the right direction. But I still don't. I can't sit here and honestly tell you that I feel like we are right in sync with who I am and what I expect. And, you know, I tell our guys, they hear it every day now, you know, what do I expect, what will I accept, and what will I tolerate, you know, as a head coach in this program. And same thing with their life and, you know, as a player and as a student athlete and as a whatever else they're doing in life. But, yeah, I mean, that's, like I said, I mean, I got to have heart surgery. I'm going to have it in the summer. I'm not going to have it in the fall, man. That's a strain. That's you know, there's a strain in two ways, to be very candid with you. One is I'm not with my club for the entire fall, which is a crucial time. It's Rich Rodriguez not being at spring practice. Sure. It's you know, it's just not doesn't make a lot of sense. But it's life. And the other thing is, you know, 3 months after heart surgery, I'm out here trying to coach. I mean, phew, I don't want to do that again. I mean, it's, you know, even right now, I was showing them how to do some things yesterday, and man, my hernias are killing me today, and I mean, it's like, God dang it, you know, so, but we're going in the right direction, definitely going in the right direction. Are we there yet? No, there's still, I mean, even tonight, there were a couple things that we did that I, you know, wrote on my clipboard and went, man, March 14th?
Yeah.
You know, but then I have to remind myself that, you know, I just wasn't out here. And again, that's no disrespect to my assistant coaches, please.
No.
But it's just different. It's different. You know, substitute teacher comes in. It's just different. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
See you guys.
Thanks, bro. Good job, fellas. Good job.